Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Oh, lads, the tears between Mary Wilson and Anya Lawler and the traitors. It's too much. We're going to need counselling. Good morning, it's Dermot Whelan here sitting in for Oliver today. It's Wednesday the 24th of September. I'm with you until 10 o'clock. You can get in touch. I know you're going to want to, given the five wonderful guests that I have sitting in front of me. We'd love to hear about what you're up to today. Let us know, 51551. You can WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32, or send longer thoughts by email to oliver@rte.ie. So yes, Mary Wilson and Anya Lawler, two legends of radio, both hanging up their Morning Ireland headphones today. They managed to keep it together. I've been in that place. It's not easy to do the old sign off when you know you're signing off for good. Two very reliable voices of reason. They will both be missed for sure. But it's always strange, isn't it, when those familiar voices move on? There's something just so comforting about just hearing a familiar voice on the radio that you've heard for years every morning. You wake up and you hear them and you think, thank God, the world is still there. Even if those same voices are telling you every day how the world is falling apart. But they'll be very missed. We'll still hear Anya, of course, on The Week in Politics and across RTE's coverage of the upcoming presidential election. And wishing Mary the most wonderful and relaxing and fulfilling of retirements as well. The other thing that everyone is talking about this morning:
The Traitors Ireland on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Very. Every whisper, every plot twist, every must-have look.
It was the moment we had all been waiting for. Last night was the finale of The Traitors Ireland. We're going to be speaking to the five finalists who made it to the last episode, the winners and the losers, in just a sec. Be warned, there will be spoilers. I don't know how you're going to avoid them today. Best of luck with that. But we can't wait to chat to them. Had a little bit of a party last night, but they're here in person, so fair play to them. But lads, The Traitors is over. I don't know what we're going to do. It's so sad. Not just because it was a great show, but it's the only thing my wife and I have agreed on watching in years. Like, the last show we both watched with the same enthusiasm was Mad Men, and that came out in 2007. So it was long overdue. And I just think there's something really special about the act of communal telewatching, whether that's together at home with your partner, with the family or whatever, or with a large portion of the country. And it was a large portion of the country. 79% of 15 to 35 year olds were all watching Traitors. I don't know which is more amazing, the fact that they're all watching the same show, or that demographic were actually watching telly. That's a surprise. I just think having that experience, that shared experience, is really special. You know, I've really enjoyed it. Having that thing to talk about the next day. I was going to say at the water cooler, but actually it's more at, like, at the start of the Teams call, or at the school gate or in the WhatsApp group or whatever. But the last one I remember kind of delivering in this way was Game of Thrones a few years ago. But lots of people still thought all those dragons were a bit silly. But this was different. This was all wonderfully Irish. And you know what? What a brilliant representation of Irish people. A lovely, modern cross-section of Irish society that really did us proud. Like, all those hours on high-stress television and no one made a complete tit of themselves. That's a remarkable outcome. But do you know what it showed more than anything? Irish people are nice. We're sound. We find it hard to backstab or be mean, at least face-to-face. When we're anonymous and online, that's a different story, sadly, as the people sitting in front of me know all about. But in general, and in our daily lives, we handle ourselves really well. And you could see this in the show. You could see it in the way the traitors would write the name of the person they were about to mercilessly boot off the programme and deny any prize money to, but at the same time, add a little love heart or a kiss to soften the blow. There's a reason as a nation we say the word sorry 500 times a day. We're nice. We care about other people's feelings. We want other people to be happy. And maybe, yes, that is a bit people-pleasy, but it's also kind. And in a world where the loudest, but not the majority of voices, want to drown out kindness, it's wonderful to see it emerge, even on a show that encourages you to be selfish and look good in a silk robe at the same time. Yes, there were moments of cattiness and arguments, but that's part and parcel of the show, isn't it? But there was also lovely moments of friendship and support. And I think that's one of the reasons we all tuned in our droves for the humanity of it all. And of course, see what gravity-defying hat Siobhan McSweeney was going to be wearing. But now is the moment you've all been waiting for. Let's meet our stars after a dramatic finale that the country was glued to last night. The faithful prevailed and the traitors were banished. From the 24 players who started the game, it came down to five finalists, the women versus the men, vying for that cash prize of €42,900. This was the moment of truth.
You have all chosen to end the game. Kelly, please reveal if you are a traitor or a faithful.
Okay. I've said it since day one and it's been the truth. I'm a faithful.
Oyen, please reveal if you are a faithful or a traitor.
I'm so happy you guys trusted me. I am
a faithful.
Thank you. If Vanessa is a faithful, then the faithfuls have won the game. But if she is a traitor, then she walks away with the cash prize.
Thank you guys for trusting me.
Congratulations to our winners, Oyen, Kelly, and Vanessa. The Faithfuls have triumphed!
And they're all in studio now! Yay! Give yourselves a round of applause. Oh my God, yes. And as the moment was revealed there, you knew you won and you all got third degree burns from the sparklers that went off.
Yes, very scary.
Vanessa, Kelly and Oyen, who won the game, and runners up, traitors, Nick and Ben. How's it going, guys?
All good, Jen. Great.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, lovely.
Winners first. How does it feel, Vanessa? What does it feel?
Insane. It just makes everything so worth it. You know, I was kicking myself most of the time in the series, but it's all worth it now. It's all behind us.
Mm-hmm. One for the girls, Oyen. Yes. And myself and my wife were thinking last night, what would the vibe have been like if the traitors had won? Would it have been a different feeling, I wonder?
Darkness.
Absolutely. It would have been a completely different feeling. Like, we would have been out for them, I won't lie. Because what do you mean this whole time? You've orchestrated this whole thing and you really bested us, but no, we were ready to best them.
Yeah. I want to get to you guys in a sec, but Kelly, do you think it was easier in the show to be a faithful because you just had to be true to yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. I think when you're a traitor, you kind of have to play like a different sort of game and maybe, you know, hurt people that you don't mean to hurt, and obviously you're so cautious of everything you're saying. Like, we saw that with the boys, like even Ben had a few slip ups.
Yeah.
That was easy to see, and like even things like that, you're second guessing everything you're saying and just being so aware of it, whereas at least when you're faithful, everything you're saying, you're your true authentic self. Yeah. So definitely, yeah, faithfuls for the win.
Yeah, so Nick and Ben, you guys were best buddies on the show. Were you massively disappointed, Nick, not to walk away with the cash?
Yeah, there's a part of it that's disappointment, but there's also a part of relief that you didn't have to follow through with kind of the full deceit. We were obviously competitive people, so we would have loved to do it, but at the same time, we were delighted for the girls to kind of get one up on us at that stage.
Yeah, Ben, I was full sure that you were just going to make a hames of it.
Ouch.
No offense, but you know, Nick's poker face, it was solid for most of the game.
Yeah.
You,
honestly,
the transition from faithful to traitor, you went from I'm a solid, dependable man, I know my game, to oh my God, I'm a frightened child.
Oh, I fell to pieces, because like, straight away I was just in my head the whole time. And then that time at the breakfast table with Kelly, and it's like that was my first breakfast, and I was like, talked about Will in the past tense, and straight away I'm like,
Oh, no.
Oh, you're messing up already. Like.
Yeah, and there was a couple of moments. Was it in the car, Kelly and Nick?
Yeah.
And you threw in a little curveball there and yeah. Nick failed to pick up on it for a few seconds.
I was just like thinking about the next thing to say, completely oblivious to what even Kelly was saying. I was like, okay, what can I say now? Burning her ear.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What did you say there?
But actually, Kelly, you were the first after, you know, the whole country was screaming, it's the last!
I know, yeah.
Fighting with
Open
each other.
Eyes.
They haven't said anything in two episodes. But it was you. Have a listen. This is you catching on to the fact that actually the two boys, maybe they're not as innocent as they let on.
I know it has to be one of the boys. So I'm just trying to figure out which one.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I trust Nick.
If I just said the opposite, that's Nick? So funny. I feel like I trust Ben more.
Girl, it's 50-50, so...
Yeah, I know, I mean...
I don't know.
Like, is there a chance it's the two of them?
That they... Ooh, that would be scary. Mm. If it was the two of them, I think I would do... I would jump into the river. I would actually jump into the river because what the...
Owen, like, we loved watching you so much on the show.
Yeah.
In particular, in the early days, before it got super tense and people were being pulled in all different directions, you were being called Mystic Meg because you just seemed to be tuning in to some kind of frequency where you were just reading people and you were getting it right.
Mm-hmm. I think it's because I went in there with like a solid strategy and a kind of like a plan.
Mm.
I think the Traitors really made an example of Dave when they killed him first, because I'm actually quite a chatty person, and then as soon as they killed Dave, I was mute. I was like, okay, that's how we're doing it. So I decided, okay, I'm gonna just watch people instead of speaking, because clearly if you speak you're in the spotlight and they will kill you, as they did many other people.
But that strategy doesn't last though, because you can be quiet in the early days.
Yes.
Like Will was a master of this.
Will was just a master.
Yeah.
He was just kind of hanging around, but as the players disappear, if you don't say stuff, then people
because at the
see
beginning,
that as
there's 24 players, but then when you get closer to the end, there's nowhere to hide. There's literally no cover. You're drawn out into the center. You're focusing on defending yourself, trying to catch traitors at the same time. So really, you're all over the shop. So
well, at one point early in the game, there were three traitors.
Yes.
And you, in true Mystic Meg fashion, had a feeling when your spidey senses were tingling.
I was trying to think of it from a different point of view. And I'm thinking, because Eamon, I'm very hung up on him being a traitor. And then Caitlin, too, is on my radar. I'm thinking, is this like a fight between traitors? Is it like they feel like you're a weak link and they're trying to, like, come for you? I don't know. That's just how I was thinking about it in the
car. You could be absolutely dead right, but you could be absolutely dead wrong.
I'm just thinking about it.
And
like,
I think you should go with your feelings.
Which is the wrong thing to say.
Nice one, Paulie.
Yeah, Ben has a message for you that says, will you tell Ben he's absolutely gorgeous? His wife is blessed. From Brian.
Yep. that was Ben who sent that in.
Yeah. His ego doesn't need that.
Get off your phone, Ben.
You know what I was thinking? And again, like everybody else, you know, we're all armchair experts in this. But when I was looking at the two boys and I was thinking, do you know what? The only way a traitor really could have won last night was that, Ben, if you turned on Nick, I think that could have got you it.
It probably could have, but I knew from just myself personally, I was never going to do that. From the very start, me and Nick obviously strung a good, close relationship. And he put his neck out on the line by taking me in as a traitor. I feel he could have had a better chance on his own or bringing in someone else, but he decided to take me in. So, yeah, I wasn't going to backstab him. I would have backstabbed everyone else, but
I was actually giving Ben the eyes of the table, though, because I knew the votes were on me at that stage. So we did, at some times during the round table, kind of give each other kind of what way we should go. So I was kind of looking at him to try and go, vote for me, to try and clear yourself, I think. But he didn't even look at me. I think he knew it was coming my way and it was just sick. So there was a bit of that.
Yeah, but the lad traders always recruited lads. And I wonder, was that another mistake?
Looking at it now, it probably was. Yeah. Thanks very much for that.
Looking at your bank account. But, you know, Nick, you were a great player of the game. I think people, even your fellow contestants, I don't think would have begrudged you that much if you won as a traitor, because you did play the game very well. But we saw a crack, we saw emotion coming through. This is you trying to deal with the fallout after poor Faye.
I just feel terrible for what I've just done to Faye. She's obviously my friend, and I'd obviously never do that in real life. But yeah, it's brutal what we have to do to proceed in the game. And it's making me feel terrible.
Yeah, so it definitely, that was a very emotional episode. Everybody was feeling that. That was a pure faithful getting, you know, at the wrong end of the stick and getting the brunt of those high stress emotions.
Collateral damage, unfortunately. Yeah, it was terrible. But like the last, what, three or four episodes or round tables were all so intense. Yeah. Like it's from a trader's point, I've played both sides. I would take being a faithful all day long. From a trader's point of view, like, you have to be cold-blooded, you have to be prepared to do what you have to do. It is a game, but it is a brutal, brutal game.
Yeah,
it was terrible what happened. Like, Faye was our friend, and but it's got to be somebody. So like, that was just horrible to do.
Vanessa, you know all about high emotions and high stress.
That's all I have.
Because, you know, in those closing episodes, you know, there were arguments. The girls were having a go at each other. You know, when you watch all that stuff back, I was saying yesterday, you know, as us, the rest of us mere mortals don't usually get to see ourselves recorded when we're upset or arguing, you know, a.k.a. not our best selves. Yeah. What's it like to look back on that? And when you see those moments, do you think, oh, I might have done that differently?
No, I'm absolutely proud of how I dealt with that situation, because we were acting on a lie that we believed was a lie. It was nothing personal. It was nothing to the ladies. Obviously, the outcome wasn't great, but I do think that if one of them was a traitor, I think the narrative would be completely different. The same way we went after Andrew when he was caught in a lie. You know, it comes off not as great, and people don't love seeing women in those positions, you know. But watching it back, I didn't raise my voice. I was clearing what I was saying, and I was trying to get my point across. Yes, it was highly stressful, but I was not disrespectful to the people that I was speaking to. Everything was gameplay. Nothing was personal. Nothing was about the people.
Yeah.
It was about what we believed was said and trying to clear my own name in the process. Do you know what I mean? So it doesn't look great, but for me, I'm proud of the fact that I was able to get my points out directly. Didn't come off great on the receiving end, but I didn't do that in a malicious way. With malicious intent.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I don't think anyone else thought so. Let's have a listen to one of those heated moments.
Oh God.
Again, she didn't lie about me.
No, but she did, because
when
she said,
lie about me?
Can I finish speaking? But I don't
understand. So I'm confused what you're saying here.
I really don't understand why you're confused now, because you weren't confused about why she said it in the kitchen.
All I've said was that I'm sus that you guys haven't been broke up.
Exactly.
I said this to everybody.
Exactly, but what I'm saying,
and I don't know where the confusion lies.
No, I'm not confused. You're the one who's
confused.
Because you just said you're confused.
Yep.
I love that part.
But you know, I think you touched on something important there, because it's how we perceive arguments between men and women. I think if it was three lads sitting around that table having a go at each other and tearing lumps out of each other, people are like, oh yeah, lads are going at it. Hey, yeah. You know, look at them. You know, that's, you know, alpha males going, you know, sticking up for themselves. Three women have an argument and it's lads. Look, why are you being so catty?
That's not even a hypothetical situation. That did happen. That happened with Eamon. It happened with Porty. It happened with Ben. It happened with Nick. So it's not a if it was, it literally happened a couple of episodes before. So I think it's a situation that we definitely can see is heated on both sides, between both genders. It's, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm always fascinated about what people's jobs allow them to bring into an environment like this. So for instance, Ben, did you find that your defense forces training of any kind would have helped?
In the boat, or
in the missions? I thought it would have, like, and I thought, like, I'd be more like robust, like, if I did have to become a traitor, and like that would stand to me. But when I did cross onto the dark side, I was completely wrong. I crumbled, like, and I thought I would have been better prepared from my background. But it just shows you might think like you know the game, or you think you might know how you will act if you're trusted into that position. But no, like, until you do it, you can't can't understand.
You didn't grumble. You did unbelievable. You're seeing a short clip of like the hour day, 24-hour day. So he did unbelievable. Mm. He had my back throughout the whole thing. He did not grumble. He was he did so well under the circumstances.
Yeah, I did like your desperate grasping for your role in the Defence Forces to justify why you're trustworthy. Let's have a listen.
Ben, why should we trust you?
Because, one, me job, I'm in the Irish Defence Forces and we're trusted to protect the people if need be, or if there's any disasters, I'm a first responder that's going out to help people, and I feel like that's a trustworthy trait.
that was actually, they just asked us that question, so like it was like a couple of seconds you had to try to think of something, and like a lot of people were talking about their family, and like I spoke about my family, but it wasn't, but then like you're trying to think, right, what else, and I was like, I don't really have anything else but my job. I was like, I'll have to try and throw that in there. But yeah, it was just trying to think of something off the cuff, and that's what came out.
Yeah. I know that a lot of stuff online has been, you know, coming at you, and I think that's just the nature of being in any type of public eye, whether you're a presidential candidate or someone on telly.
Yeah.
How hard has that been, Oyen, to deal with?
I don't think anything can really prepare you for people thinking that they know you and thinking that they have the right to make comments about you based on what they think is right or wrong, especially without context. Myself and the girls have been, we were attacked really from all sides. We had our whole identity brought into a situation that was just taken out of proportion, I think. Kelly, I think you can speak for yourself when it comes to that. It's like, it was not nice to see at all. It was really anxiety-inducing. Gosh, I wouldn't wish that on anybody at all, no.
But part of your job in the real world,
I
mean, is online.
Yes.
You're a gamer.
Yeah.
People are used to seeing you online.
Yeah, the thing is, I think, definitely putting yourself out there is something that is really difficult to do. So you're taking a leap of faith when you're putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
But I don't think it means that you should be prepared, like, or just okay with people just doing that. It's just, I don't know, it's just not nice at all. Mm. Yeah.
Kelly, I know you've spoken about it a little bit. How has that been for you?
Yeah, that side of things is crazy because obviously, like, coming from my background and my job, I was never, like, in the public eye or anything like that. Like, and people in Donegal knew me, but that was about it. Like, it wasn't the whole country by any means. So just for people to be able to kind of make those assumptions, and especially, I think, because of, like, some of the comments that were made, and especially, like, coming across, like, obviously the whole situation was just completely blown out of proportion. Mm. But
was this around Joanna's exit?
Yeah, and I think the Mean Girls comment as well, like, we've nothing but love for Jo. Exactly. She's amazing, and like, we're all the best of friends outside of it. But I think when she made that comment, a lot of people were almost like, you know, what? Yeah.
It's actually our chance, because I feel like it was a moment, an opportunist for people to just like, okay, we're going to take this and we're going to use it as our reason for why we, quote unquote, did not like the three of us. Because apparently people had claimed they didn't like us. So for this to them, it was just like a reason.
What was their problem? That it was cliquey, that you guys were
honestly, I don't think there was a reason.
I did see a lot of like cliquey comments, but it's hilarious because the day that happened and the reason why Oyen and I was so upset is because we shared like a lot of very intimate moments with Joanna.
Yeah,
like, we're the only three immigrant girls on the show. We have very similar experiences. Mm-hmm. There's people who are in survival mode because of just the culture they come from, the change of like the culture shock being in a different country.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why I was so upset, because the topics that she went to Faye for came from that interaction, and it was kind of an intimate moment that you'd shared with someone. It was a feeling of betrayal that kind of stemmed the anger and the disappointment in that. So when it came to clicks, me and Kelly had been at each other the whole time. We weren't close in there.
No.
Me and Faye weren't close in there. We just came together because of the things that we heard Jo said. It wasn't a clicky thing.
No.
It was only me and Oyen that was close. So it was just this assumption, because we all have a shared idea and we're going after it so passionately, it comes across as like now we're coming together for something, and really we're not. It's just we believe that this was a lie, and we believe that there was something wrong in the situation, and with the name of the game, we thought that was suspicious behavior.
Because the premise is, if you lie, if you have anything that's kind of dubious aside from it, that kind of falls outside of a faithful's nature, led to believe that you're a traitor. So from there, that's how we kind of followed suit. Yeah.
Yeah. And Vanessa, how important was it to you to mention your experiences with Direct Provision? Because I think that was a beautiful moment where all you guys were sitting around the table. It was a chance to kind of breathe out after all the tension. And I don't think anyone was expecting all the personal stories that you guys shared. But I think for the viewers, it was really lovely and heartwarming. But particularly in terms of Direct Provision, I mean, I think there's a general awareness in Ireland of it. We know there's massive problems with it, but there's always a disconnect. There's a disconnect. There's an inability of people to be able to relate to anyone who has come through that system. And I think certainly for me, and I guess for people watching, you put a face, a wonderful personality, life experience on that. Mm-hmm. Was that important for you to get that across?
Yeah. Obviously, the cultural and racial climate in Ireland right now is very heated. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go into the economical or the social factors that have to do with Direct Provision, because honestly, I cannot speak on those. What I did want to share is a story of overcoming, a story that my community in Tremor came together and helped this little girl randomly, and that has changed my entire life.
I think she's just so amazing and so strong.
Honestly,
honestly, I come to tears a lot because I think I am so blessed, and I would honestly be nothing without the people of Tremor, especially Tremor AFC. And they have been the people to make me the person that I am. I'm so sorry that I'm
here.
I just keep crying. I'm so sorry. But honestly, like, yeah, I can't share any spotlight without bringing the people who made me the person that I am. And that's the reason why I mentioned that community. And I mentioned that because socially, economically, I don't know what's going on. I can't speak on that. But all I know is how it changed my life and the people in Ireland that have been so amazing to me for the last 23, 24 years, you know?
Mm. Yeah, well said. And I think it definitely is reaching people and reached us all on telly as well.
Yeah, so I need to stop crying. I'm so sorry.
Listen, it's a show that's based on real emotion. I mean, what does the show mean for you guys now, Ben and Nick? I mean, obviously, we're seeing it now. It's very fresh for everybody else. You've been out of the castle for a little while. So how do you think things are going to change for you guys?
One word, bromance. Will be.
I think it's hard to.
Second word, ick.
We obviously don't come from the background of like TV or radio or any of that stuff. So it's still hard to kind of see yourself like in that and people recognizing you and like your life maybe changing. But me personally, I just think it's going to go back to normality. I'm going to go back to me 9 to 5, back to work. And yeah, I don't know. I find it hard to think otherwise.
It's like, I don't know how it's going to go back to normal, because like,
are you in state agent?
State agent, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's
how. How will you ever be able to walk around and show someone a gaff?
Like, I have to answer a couple of questions about the girls, maybe. I don't know.
I know, but like,
it's a lovely sitting room, and yes, they were nice. Okay.
But like, it's not as if the queues to view a property need to be longer these days. Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah. Look, there's always an appetite, so it won't change on that front. I love my job. It's been an incredible experience. I loved incorporating some of the things I've learned on my job in the game show. That side of things won't change. Look, we're all professionals in our own right.
Yeah, like what little tricks of the estate agent trade were you weaving into?
It's lying.
There's absolutely no lying. That is a terrible thing to say.
Let that be on record.
He's having a tough time because he chose an estate agent. He probably should have chose me, but look.
It's not a kip, Ben. It's a doer upper. It's just, it's not a lie. It's
so
just bending
potential.
Of the truth. Yeah. A DIY lover's dream.
Exactly.
Nick was my winner despite the end result, says a message. There's loads of messages coming in. Vanessa for president. I'm not joking. She's brilliant, says Sean in Cork.
Thank you.
Why did you vote Faye off?
Yeah, so the Faye situation was actually really difficult, and we kind of went back and forward a lot with it. Obviously, we were really close, the three of us in there. And we thought, what would be worse? Having to get rid of her, like at that moment when we did, or bring her all the way to the final just to possibly help us win, and then it would be a lot worse for her. So we thought we could still win while kind of like getting rid of Faye earlier in the game.
And Oyen at the round table, which people probably didn't see fully, was like just unbelievable. And like, obviously, we were pushing that narrative, but like, you just couldn't question her, the fact that she was a faithful. She just nailed it. And like we were going in there maybe with Owen, and then like we had no choice. Like we didn't obviously want to do it to Faye, but like
We changed on the table. Like we were going for Owen, and Owen spoke.
It was horrible. I wasn't having Owen it. Spoke. I was not having it.
We were just sitting here after Owen then spoke, and we were like, oh, we can't go for her. Just like that. So we just had to change on the.
Here's a question: would Nick and Ben have shared the pot if they were the last two? And would they have shared it if only one of them won? Would you have done a kind of a backhander deal and said, look,
that's Nick's game, you know, the backhander deal. No, 100% I would have shared it with him, yeah.
Not if one of us won. If you won.
Oh, no, if one of us won, he wasn't getting a penny off. Yeah. No way.
Like if we were never going to do each other in, but if one of us won, yeah, he wasn't getting any.
No way.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about last night. I wonder if one of them won. Would he have given him $5,000 or $10,000?
Well, the girls to offer something.
We were in the finalists, so they said we split it all. So we're so
We never said that. That's the estate agent, and I'm coming out again.
Kelly, I think you played a great game, but I was wondering, how would you have fared if you had at some point been recruited? Because everybody wanted to mind you. You know, Joe gave you a shield. And in fact, can we have a listen to that moment where Kelly... I don't know how you feel about this. I know maybe you think it's been misconstrued. But Joe, even though her three torches were gone, she hands you the shield because he wants to mind you. And you do this to her?
Joanna, I'm sorry. I feel like you've lost it for me. And if you murdered Amy, I'm glad you gave me the shield because I feel like it was kind of like an I'm sorry. That's you won't be getting my vote, but thank you for the shield. I live another day.
Oh my goodness, I'm never making a joke ever again. I want to make that clear. That was a joke. Anyone who knows me knows that I just like laugh things off, and the tension at that round table was insane.
Oh, it was horrible.
And like from my point of view, like obviously the edit shows it in a different way, but I like the round table was like silent, and I was like, Joe is gonna think like if I vote for her it's coming out of nowhere. So I was like, I need to let her know, like, I do think she's a traitor. And it's so funny because the amount of people that have said to me, like, I understand it's a joke. And they were like, if you had been right and you had got her, that line would have been on T-shirts. It's just the fact that we got it so wrong that obviously it came across so much worse. But, like, that wasn't me. Like, I don't think I could have switched, like, my personality that quick and just, like, gunned for Joe for no reason and, like, intentionally upset anyone. So, like, for me, that whole thing was just, like, I was like... I didn't even want to be there at that point. So I was like, well, I have to live another day now. I was like, thank you. But I was like, first of all, I know you've killed my best friend. You've made like everything in here so hard for me because I believe she was a traitor. But obviously, like when she's not, and obviously like seeing how it was shown and how upset she was, like that was awful. But like there was no like malicious intent behind anything I said there. And like Joe knows that. And that's
everyone
all that matters.
Yeah.
In terms of winning the show, I think it's harder to win as a traitor. Is that the reality of it?
100%. At the start, you kind of think as a traitor, you have a better chance because you only have to worry about being banished. Like, you know, obviously have to be worried about murder. But it's the lying and tripping yourself up and people hunting you. Like, it is so much more difficult in that part of the game.
Three girls weren't there. It might have been a bit easier. But
I do think that, like, probably culturally with Ireland, it's probably easier as a faithful. But I think if we're looking at the game on an objective level and the way it's been, like, globally, I think most other countries would probably say a traitor is... more likely to win. But I just think socially, and we spoke about this yesterday, like my strategy was very social. It's about, like, I knew I was in there because of my friends. I came in the second last day skipping because I knew that if I'm here, it's because somebody likes me, not because of the strategy or anything. You know, like, we did find it really hard, even when we knew someone was a traitor, to vote them out. And I just think culturally, being Irish and all, and just the culture that we are in, I do think that the Traitors Ireland is easier as a faithful than a traitor.
Interesting, yeah. $16,000 each plus change. Is the money gone already, or what are you doing with it?
I'm writing up my lists.
I like, did one of you say it's kind of not enough for a deposit on a house? So I'm just going to spend it.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Yesterday, and I'm so sorry to every journalist, I said that I was going to blow it. The fame got to my head. But yeah, no, I'm definitely going to, like, on thinking about it, I'm going to give a portion of it to Tramore AFC. I'm taking my family on a holiday and then just going to use the other bits just to, you know, elevate my life a little bit. But yeah, I'm blowing it, but, you know, a little bit more.
wisely.
Mm. How about you, Oyen? I know you were traveling in Brazil recently.
Yes, I actually just came back on Thursday, so I'm planning on using that money. It's funny because everybody was saying they wanted to go use their money for a mortgage, but I knew going in there that I wanted to go to Japan. So I'll definitely be getting myself a flight to Japan next year, maybe for like my birthday or something like that.
First class, probably.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And the two boys will be bringing you drinks.
Yeah.
How about you, Kelly?
Yeah, I know it sounds so boring, but I mean, the age I'm at, like, I'm not getting a house anytime soon, but it's probably going to be a lot of like savings and putting it in bonds and interest and all that boring. Someone has to be proactive.
10x.
Yeah.
Well,
I had a bit of crack. 10x.
Yeah, typical Donegal woman. Yeah. Stuff it all under the mattress. Yeah. Don't let anybody have it.
Daniel O'Donnell.
And lads, you know, given the experience, given the potential backlash online sometimes, being in the public eye, what comes with that, would you recommend, I mean, thousands of people entered this show to do what you did, even when nobody knew it, it hadn't been on Irish TVs before. Now you can imagine the people applying for this. Would you recommend it as something to do?
Yeah, 100%. Like, obviously, it's so difficult of a game and you do just need to be ready for that. Like, you need to be robust and have a thick skin, both in the game and when you come out of the game, like online and stuff like that. But yeah, I'd still highly recommend it to anyone that would want to go for it.
So would I, yeah. I'd do it again in a heartbeat if I could. It was just epic.
You look like you were enjoying yourself, Nick. No doubt about it. But look, I want to thank you all on behalf of just fans around the country, people who've been swept up in all the ins and outs of what you've been doing, just for the entertainment. And as I was saying, you just come across so well. You're just, I'm a few years older than you, and I just, I think you're such a brilliant advert for, you know, young people in Ireland right now. I think you did yourselves proud. And as I said, nobody made a complete hit of themselves. And that is a win, I think. So give yourselves a round of applause.
Thanks
and thank you so much
for
dropping into us. We're going to take a quick break. And Donegal O'Callaghan is on the way.
The Traitors Ireland on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Very. Faithful, traitor, or just looking for a great deal.
Oh, the excitement around the building here today is just palpable, and they're so lovely, and just, you know, they're young because they were all out till the wee hours, and they're all in great shape. if that was a bunch of people my age, there'd be St. John's ambulance in here and a parish priest just talking them through the whole experience. And it was lovely to hear, they were just saying off mic that they were with, you know, all the other contestants last night. So they were having great fun. No plans to have any more of them in Panto. There was a message asking, would they follow in Paddy's footsteps from Kevin and Donegal? Paddy seems to be the only one doing Panto at the moment, Kevin. So you'll have to wait if you want to see some more of them jump up onto a stage. 51551 are the texts are coming in. The lads would have won if they kept Faye. They kept the clever girls who caught them out. I think Faye was very clever. They should have got Oyen out. She's very clued in. Stupid move. I'm so delighted for Vanessa. She has always been a wonderful person. I've known her since she was a child. She is like family, says Dee in Tramore. Thank you, Dee. Thomas says the traitors lost it in the previous two episodes. Killing Faye was a bad move. Vanessa would have been a better choice. Oyen would probably have gone at the round table. A final, but Nick, Ben, Faye, Kelly and Will would have given them a chance, says Thomas. I think these things, Thomas, I know what you're saying, but they're so much easier in retrospect, aren't they? Because there's so many moving parts. Connor thinks the getting rid of Will was a mistake. And they should have recruited a second woman as a traitor. Huge error by men. Yeah, of course, it was only Caitlin, wasn't it, who was the female traitor. I felt that too. I don't know whether I actually said it to them on air or off air. I was saying to the lads that if they'd recruited female traitors, they might have done better. But and I think they kind of agreed. Well, they agree with anything now because they lost. So they're like, look, we should have done it. And Kieran and Carla says, I was thrilled to see the Irish Traitor series showing the Irish Wolfhounds at certain parts in the programme. They're beautiful. I know. I think the whole country, every time they came on screen, everyone's like, "Aw, there's the dogs." Anyway, thank you so very much for all your messages. 51551.